National Endowment for the Arts Chairwoman Jane Chu toured the Cultural District of downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts today to see and discuss how the city has grown its art community. Anita Walker, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Cultural Council, says Chu was invited to Pittsfield by the state's Cultural Council to celebrate the regional New England Foundation for the Arts. She says Pittsfield is the perfect example of the implementation of state arts funding.
This is a long-standing story that has proven that the creative economy and creative placemaking can be transformative in communities to revitalize them, to change people's lives, and put a town on a completely new trajectory.
Chu began at Barrington Stage Company's new Wolfson Center before heading through the Upstreet Cultural District in downtown Pittsfield. The region is reliant on funding through the Massachusetts Cultural Council and on a federal level from the National Endowment for the Arts, and a little bit of funding can go a long way. For instance, the city's Office of Cultural Development received a $75,000 NEA Our Town grant to support the pop-up writers' studios, Mastheads. In 2016, Barrington Stage Company received a $10,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to support one of its premieres. Chu recognized the need for funding and the time it takes to develop art.
We say it takes a long time for something to happen suddenly.
The tour concluded with a roundtable discussion at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts with members of the city's Office of Cultural Development and cultural organizations, including Berkshire Theater Group, Hancock Shaker Village, Barrington Stage Company, Mastheads Writers Residency, and Berkshire Music School. Also attending were State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier and State Senator Adam Hines. They discussed everything from the impact of the arts on the economy, bringing in more than $1 billion to the region a year, to redeveloping the downtown area into a cultural hub, something Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyre says took a lot of work.
The art and culture economy is a job generator. It is contributing to an economy. It can be a partner in our public schools. It can enliven our downtown.
Pittsfield is still reeling from the exodus of General Electric, which was the city's largest employer. Chu was told the turning point was when former Mayor James Roberto asked the city council to invest $1 million of the Economic Development Fund, which GE left to the city, into the restoration of the Colonial Theater. That shifted the city's economy off of a single employer and onto a diverse arts and cultural economy. Chu agreed with the strategy.
People are looking for a place to live that has meaning, as opposed
That's
to,
right.
well, I just put a shack somewhere
right.
and settle down.
Right.
But what about a place where I feel like I belong?
Right.
And the arts are, they're one of the best. Mm-hmm. I want to say they're the best.
Walker of the Massachusetts Cultural Council says art and culture employs more than 23,000 in Berkshire County in more than 300 cultural entities.
If you kind of look at the collective mm-hmm. cultural
Absolutely.
Enterprise, and if you named it one company, and if somebody said, Mayor, I'm going to bring a company here to the Berkshires with 23,000 employees, mm-hmm. what would you say?
Bring them in.
Chu praised the city for its community effort to solve its economic problem, and called it a model for the rest of the country.
You're figuring out how to do this together in a world that is tempting to be, you know, separate, a zero-sum game.
But Chu stopped short of discussing what will happen if the White House budget proposal becomes a reality, which would mean drastic cuts to funding.
Well, we are focused on the vitality of this area, and there are many steps in that specific process, so we'll know more as the budget process unfolds.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York on Friday announced more than $16 million in NEA funding to support roughly 550 projects around the state. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau to Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.